So I want to share just a little bit because I mean, it's no secret that there's a gap in churches in our nation of a certain population, and especially that comes down to those that are in that 18 to 32 years old range. And so here we are celebrating our kids that are now moving into that age range. And so I feel like there's something important that we can talk about and share. And again, it's not like we're gonna get very far in 5 or 10 minutes. But I think it's worth talking about just a little bit, because I don't think it's a generational thing. I don't think it's a generational thing that says that there's no place for them in churches. I think that there's something systemic that's worth taking a look at too, and noticing what are some things that we can do that we can change that make to make this more, to change this, these stats. And so I think that for me, it comes down to the fact that when we look at the cross, and the cross is everything that we're about, right? That's why we're here, because of the cross, because of the resurrection. And so that's everything that we're about. And the cross really brings us down to two, it's very dividing. It brings us to two points, because one, the cross accepts us and says that it accepts us as we are, and at the same time, then it pushes us and it calls us to something more. And I think that as in churches, we've done really well with the idea of where it calls us to, and that we're called to something more. And I think that maybe an area that we could spend some more time looking at is the place of accepting us where we are also. And I think that it takes both. And so I thought the reason there's a boat up here is because we're going to talk about a boat metaphor real quick. And so for me, I imagine, because I think that there's, I think part of the answer, if I could get the answer to this in a word, it comes down to vulnerability and willingness to be vulnerable. And so for me, I think about, so imagine that I'm on a ship, and this can be anybody, that we're on the ship and I've got the captain's wheel and I'm going and things are good. And I'm the only one on my ship, and I've got the wheel and I'm just kind of hanging out in the middle of this body of water, doesn't matter where it is, some sea, and I'm captaining this boat and I'm on my own, except for underneath the deck, there's also demons and monsters and scary things that like to hang out down below. Now, for the most part, I don't see them and they leave me alone, because we've kind of made this deal that says that as long as I just stay floating in the middle of this the sea and I'm not really getting anywhere, then they're gonna stay down there and they're just gonna hang out and not bother me. But the issue is that as I'm floating around the sea and I see other people around me heading to shore and actually making progress towards something and moving toward a goal, then I start to look at myself and think, man, I kind of want that too. And I'm really kind of tired of just hanging out here. And so then I take the wheel and I start moving me towards something, move me in a direction toward shore. And as soon as I do that though, then these demons and monsters and scary things, they rush up on the deck around me. And they're so loud, and they're scary, and they're frightening, and they say things to me I don't like, and I'm afraid that other people are gonna see that these things are up here now. And so I'm like, okay, never mind. I'm gonna forget it, go back down, it's good. I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing. I'm gonna hang out here in the middle of the water, and I'm just gonna kind of float around. And so they go back down, and things are okay for a while. But eventually I get to that point again, and I'm tired of this. And the more I hang out, and I start looking at what other people are doing, I realize that, man, I really want what other people are getting. I really want to be near other people. I really want to connect with others. I really want to move towards something. But at the same time, I know that as soon as I do this, then the demons and the monsters and the scary things are gonna come up, and they're gonna show everything they've got. But eventually, the hope is that I get to a point where I can say, you know what, I actually don't care right now. I'm still going to take this. I'm going to move towards shore, and I don't care that, because yes, they're loud and they're scary, and I don't like them, and I don't want other people to see them, but I can't do this anymore, and so I'm moving towards something. And so what that requires is a place of vulnerability. It requires that, you know what, I'm coming here, because what we'll notice is that when we get around other people's boats, we also see that they've got their own stuff that's going on too. We like to keep things down below deck, and we don't want to talk about it, and we try to keep it there, but as soon as we start connecting, we start getting close to each other, then that's going to surface. And so when I think about this in this relationship, then I think that there's something important about being willing to come to a place where we say, you know what, I know that these things can't physically harm me, and I'm going to be okay. And I realize that other people also have their stuff going on, and so I'm still going to move. I'm going to make progress. I'm heading where I'm going. I know what I've been called to, and I know that that makes me vulnerable, and I know that that's going to be okay because there's other people here with me who are going to be vulnerable also. And so maybe I think that that's a piece that can be a focus of growth in churches in general, because what we have is, you know, as kids growing up in a church or coming new to a church, and then we hit that place where we're at, like we hit an adult. And college is a place where, or anything outside of like, once you hit that early adulthood, it's a very vulnerable place. And I think that there's this disconnect between like, I'm coming and I'm realizing that I have to be vulnerable. If I'm going to progress, if I'm going to move in the direction that God's called me, I have to allow myself to be vulnerable and have people around me that are vulnerable. And I'm not sure that that's always been met fully. And so I guess if anything, this is an encouragement that maybe that's a focus that we can spend some time looking at, is how do we allow ourselves to be more open and vulnerable, and knowing that that stuff is going to surface, knowing that that stuff is going to be ugly and painful and scary, and we don't like it, but it's okay because we all have that. So I think that that's the piece when it comes to connecting with each other. I think that it's really similar when it comes to how we connect with God and how we, our relationship with God. And so to talk about that, we need to go to another sea. This one isn't just a random ocean or lake or something. This one is a sea with a name. It's the Sea of Galilee. And there's a boat on the Sea of Galilee. And there's a man in the boat on the Sea of Galilee. And there's several men in the boat in the Sea of Galilee. And there happens to also be, there's one man on the boat, though, in particular I want to talk about for a minute. His name is Peter. And there's also a man who's outside the boat walking on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus, in case you're still wondering. And so Jesus is out there walking on this sea, and he calls Peter, and Peter says, you know, I want to come to you. I want to do this. And Jesus says, all right, come on. And Peter climbs out of the boat, and he begins to walk towards Jesus. And we know this story that he looks around, and all of a sudden he falls, and Jesus is there to save him, but he lets that go. And I think that there's something really powerful about this picture, because what we notice is that I imagine that from that moment forward, that man, Peter was never the same. Like, this had to be a life-changing experience for him. And I think it's because, you know, if they were closer to shore and if Peter could have jumped down, there's like 3 feet of water and he could have walked there, that wouldn't have been that impactful. If there was any other option, then I think it would have been okay. But it's the fact that he got into a place where, you know what, I can't do this on my own. I have to allow myself to be vulnerable in front of my Lord, because there's nothing that I can do. Like, I can't reach the bottom. It's stormy. Like, this is something that's outside of his own control. So it forces him to be vulnerable. And it's this place where he has to trust that, you know what, it's in that place where this is too much for me, that's where we connect. And it's in this place where this is something that's beyond anything that I can do. This is something that I have to trust. I have to be vulnerable, because if it's up to me, then I'm going to drown. I'm going to die, and this is gonna be it. But he knows that, like, I'm putting this all out there. And I think that, again, if it would require very little vulnerability or faith or anything if he was able to touch. And it's the fact that he wasn't. And that's the reason that there was something so impactful. And that's why I think the next slide is just, that's why I really like this part of the song, which came out several years ago. And it says, Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. My faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. And that's where faith becomes real. That's where the rubber meets the road, is in this place where this is beyond me. I can't do this, and I'm giving it over to you. And so I think but all of this, it requires, again, that word vulnerability. It requires us to do something that's scary. It requires us to be something. And so my encouragement for our graduates is one, like, again, like I said, this is in a way like this place where you're moving into now, you're kind of forced to be more vulnerable. It's going to be a new place. It's going to be a new experience. This is something that you've never experienced before, moving into being an adult, and it's different. My encouragement for us as the church here, and wherever, I hope it's the same wherever you guys end up, is that we have to make space for vulnerability. We have to make space for acceptance, because it's only in like accepting people that we can then commit to making something out of it. It's only in this ability to be vulnerable and open and accepting that we have any hope of moving forward anywhere else. And so it has to start with that before we can go anywhere else. And I think that it all comes back to the cross. That's the message of the cross, that I accept you, come as you are, and I'm calling you to something further, something more. Here in a minute, we're gonna sing a song. Here in a minute, we're gonna sing a song. And this is, you know, this is a time where, you know, anybody is welcome to come forward. This is a time where, as we stand, we sing here in a second. These are good opportunities to practice vulnerability. These are good opportunities to be okay with that discomfort. Sometimes it is taking that step out of the boat, and maybe you don't know what your next step is gonna be. Maybe you don't know what's coming up after that, but that's what makes it powerful. That's what makes it life-changing, is the fact that sometimes we don't know. And so, like, this is an opportunity to do that. If you have any concerns, if you have any needs, if you're wanting to take that step into committing your life to Christ and baptism, or just need to recommit and be open to your family, this is a time for that. Remember, after we sing the song, to just have a seat afterward, and I'll introduce the video real quick, and then we'll kind of go from there. So if you would, let's all stand as we sing the song together.